Unfortunately, Justin, it's been Turd City lately at the movies. And like I said last week, there's a major drought when it comes to movies worth paying to see at the theaters, and this week brings no relief. The humbly titled Lee Daniels the Butler is proving to be a boss in the game, still at number one. The Selena Gomez vehicle Getaway had a hilariously bad opening at number nine, restoring some of my faith in the movie going public. A quick look at this summer's biggest financial successes, and it's clear that a big budget doesn't mean a big return. To put it in perspective, Lee Daniels the Butler had a budget of $30 million and has already earned $82 million with no sign of slowing in sight, and that's with both eyes wide open. Then we look at the $115 Matt Damon film, Elysium, which has been out for 4 weeks and has also made $82 million, falling way short of breaking even. You can see this trend all summer with movies like The Lone Ranger, Pacific Rim, and Turbo still tens of millions of dollars shy of covering their budgets, and movies like We're the Millers in the Heat making ridiculous profit. The Heat had a budget of $43 million and has made $157 million. We're the Millers cost $37 million and made $115 million. It's still dominating at the box office. That brings us to this week's new movie, now playing in theaters. Riddick stars Vin Diesel, an actor with the range of a block of wood. This is the third installment in the series, coming 9 years after the poorly received Chronicles of Riddick and 2000's Pitch Black, which was a modest success. This third installment does have a couple of things going for it. First, it cost $38 million to make and is expected to pull in half that this weekend alone. Second, it stars Vin Diesel, who seems to be pretty popular with the younger folks. I've never seen any of the six Fast and Furious films, but there's no denying their success, and Vin Diesel is back in the seventh installment already in the works, as well as a sequel to the XXX franchise. I'm not going to bother getting into the plot of Riddick because I haven't seen the other two movies and don't really want to start with this one. All the same, I think Riddick will be number one this weekend, knocking the little Lee Daniels joint that could to number two. And that's this week's Matty T Minute.